Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about asking the right questions. We ask questions all the time, at work, at home, amongst friends. Often, we ask questions that we already know the answer to, and other times, we ask questions that validate our existing perceptions. But in business, we're trying to find answers to complex, layered, multifaceted problems, and we need excellent questions to get the answers and insights we need to make the best decision possible. But we're usually pretty bad at it. For example, I sat in on a discussion between a CEO and the VP of sales at a large product company. Sales were flat to plan. The CEO wanted to know why sales were flat and wanted to know how they could reach their 10% revenue growth goal that year. The CEO began with the usual questions. Why are sales flat? And what will it take to reach our growth goal? Obviously, the VP of sales had the following responses. We had two territories that missed their targets and two others that surpassed their goals, making sales flat. But we will reach our growth goal by working more closely with the two lagging territories and get them back to the right trajectory. This conversation, while appeasing the CEO and making the VP of sales feel like there was a clear plan in place, there is no plan. This is because the right questions weren't asked. What insight does either party have as to the why? What is the CEO learning that will help make things different? No one is really steering the ship, just riding the waves that already exist. More often than not in this scenario, the high-performing territories will continue to grow, making up the difference of the laggards, and the 10% growth goal will be met. The weak territories will be shuffled, or those folks will be replaced with a fresh new set of sales personnel. The issue with this is that there's no transparency to the actual problem. The right questions weren't asked. Take a different example. Say you want to develop a new offering to increase revenue. Do you go and ask customers, what do you want and need that we don't offer? And then simply go and do those things. Do you pick the things that were within your budget to implement? What happens when revenue doesn't meet expectations? Because you only asked a surface question and then went directly to implementation, there's no insight as to why it didn't work. There's no insight on what to change, to do differently, or eliminate because you didn't ask the right questions. Furthermore, not asking the right questions gives you the same answers your competitors are getting. You need to ask deeper, smarter, better questions than the competition to get new and unique insights that drive differentiation, revenue growth, and organizational insight. Asking the same questions as everyone else will get you the same answers as everyone else. To ask the right questions, you need to first identify what you're trying to understand. This means, in both of our examples, what is the real question you want to have answered? For our CEO and VP of sales, it's not why are sales flat, but what issues are impacting the success of our sales team? For our new offering, the question for customers isn't what do you need that we don't offer, but what problems do you have that aren't getting addressed? The difference is exploratory, opening the door for more opportunities for different insights and perspectives. You want to ask questions that generate further, deeper clarifying questions. You want to ask questions that help you gain new insights that you hadn't considered before. You want to ask questions that help you gain insights you can take directly to action or make a clear, measurable business decision. Think about a four-year-old who asks relentless questions. They always dig into the why. There's nothing wrong with finding out the why behind things. Utilize curiosity and drive for deeper understanding to create a questioning dialogue. This will help you not only ask the right questions and gain better information for decision making, but also help set an example for your team on how to ask the right questions themselves. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.